The Buddha said, don't dwell in the past. Don't dream of the future. Concentrate your mind on the present moment. And the Physics Consciousness Research Group says, a quantum mechanic does not fix your car, but he may fix your time machine. Couple of interesting things to think about. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. And what do we do to make a time machine or fix a time machine? We need a quantum mechanic to do that. So you've already heard now about how subjectively time gets created, physiologically speaking, not necessarily in the linear order in which we think we perceive things, but we create a linear order in which we think we see things and expect to find the universe following that linear order. Maybe that events don't really occur that way, and maybe we piece them together that way, and if enough people agree that that's how they're pieced together, maybe that's enough to decide who's crazy and who isn't. Some things to think about. In this session, which I now want to explain to you, we're going to be looking at how we piece together the events of our lives, how we create time. Here we're going to be examining what is called possibility and something we call probability. Probability and possibility. Usually in normal discourse, somebody would say, well, it's possible, and then somebody else would say, but it's not probable. Somehow we've decided that possible is, you know, less likely to occur and probable is more likely to occur. But actually, they both mean the same thing. They both refer to the same thing. Possibility, probability. Really, there's no difference in those two words. So we're going to make a difference in those two words, not the usual one. We're going to imagine that possibility is something which exists in a realm all by itself. And probability is something which exists in the normal realm of space and time that we live in. Possibility outside, probability inside this realm. And we're going to look at how possibility, probability, and time are related. And we're going to point out that possibility is really a step removed from probability. Possibility is something which is at a deeper level within the psyche, and probability is at a more superficial level of the psyche. Probability is close to physicalness, and possibility is closer to mentalness, if I can make that distinction between the mind and the material. Probabilities dealing with matter, possibilities dealing with mind. So, what is the thing we're going to be dealing with here? What we're talking about really is something we call a possibility wave. And we're also going to be talking about a probability curve. Wave, curve. Possibility wave, probability curve. We're going to use those two concepts because within them lies a number of explanations that will help us understand how different things happen to different people, and why some things are more possible than others, and why some things happen are more likely to happen than others, and how even it is possible that different possibilities can come together to produce no probability of something happening at all, because possibilities are wavy, whereas probabilities are curvy. Probabilities are always greater than zero. They can be, you could have a probability of zero or a probability of one of something occurring. That is, it's certain going to occur, or it's definitely certain it's not going to occur, or it could be one half. For example, I take a coin and I flip it and it lands and I cover it up and it'll look. The probability that it's a heads is one half. Probability that tails is one half. That I peek and look at the coin and now the probability that it's heads is either one, it is heads, or it's zero, it is not heads. So probabilities are numbers that we deal with in the everyday world. We deal with probability all the time. Insurance companies deal with probability all the time. How much you pay for an insurance premium depends on how old you are. Why? Because the probability of your dying or living changes with your age. As you get older, the probability of your dying is increased slightly, and with increased age, maybe even more so. So you see, probability is very real to us. It's something that everybody understands, and it should make sense to us, but possibilities are not the same thing. Now, I want to tell you how we relate a possibility to a probability. I've already given you a little insight into how that goes. We relate one to the other by a process we call squaring, making things square. We multiply a possibility by itself, and this produces a probability. It's this relationship that's very, very important. For example, a possibility could be a wave that can go minus and then go plus and then go minus and then go plus. It could go up and down from minus to plus, from minus to plus, to minus to plus. And if you square it, then you're multiplying the negative parts of itself by the negative parts of itself. And a minus times a minus gives you a positive. So everything gets positive when you multiply possibility waves by themselves. Every negative part of it becomes positive, and the positive parts, of course, remain positive. So squaring brings things out of the realm of the possible into the realm of the probable. And that's a very important step because it also happens to be the creation of time. And now we're going to get into how that works.